A federal prosecutor is questioning the accuracy of a Los Angeles Times report that said some of baseball's biggest stars used banned performance-enhancing drugs. This past weekend, the Times printed a story identifying five players as alleged drug users, including pitchers Roger Clemens and Andy Pettitte, and former MVP Miguel Tejada. The players denied the allegations. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The story stems from an investigation of former relief pitcher Jason Grimsley. Last spring, Grimsley admitted using banned drugs. In an affidavit, he allegedly told federal agents about the five players. Their names initially were blacked out, but the LA Times revealed them this past weekend. The Times reportedly received help from two anonymous sources familiar with the affidavit. One of them had access to the document and reportedly confirmed the players' names to a Times reporter. But yesterday, U.S. Attorney Kevin Ryan, who's leading the Grimsley investigation, released a statement saying the newspaper report contained significant inaccuracies. A spokesman for Ryan said some of the names in the article were wrong, but wouldn't say which ones or how many. Also yesterday, Grimsley's lawyer said Grimsley told investigators that Roger Clemens and Andy Pettitte would never in a million years use banned performance enhancers. Late last night, the LA Times issued the following statement: "We take seriously that the U.S. Attorney's Office has questioned our story. We are continuing to report on this important subject." Tom Goldman, NPR News.